you know, pedal it and play it. Beautiful thing. And some of grandmother his great grandmother his grandchildren wanted it, and Miss let them have it because she thought she should share the things that grandmother great grandmother left. And she gave that old organ away. Mm-hmm. But they still had a piano in that corner there. Mm-hmm. And back during the years that we were away from here, the 4 year that he was in service, and his other brothers was in service too, you know. She rented the place out. Well, naturally, she had to empty the house in order for somebody to be here at all times. Uh-huh. And she gave that piano to a church group that was organizing in the Utrope church here in Cobb County. And so after the war, when we came out here and moved back, we missed that piano so well. I just had to buy another piano and put back in there because it just wasn't home without uh-huh. the piano. So when anyone would come in that could play it, I have a sister that can play pretty good, and then her husband can play. But there was always some teenager in here, or some of the friends of the children that could play, you know. Mm-hmm. And, they've been many a song played on that old piano, and us sing, them sing, you know. Uh-huh. I said, we'd just make the roof rise almost. I have a colored girl that lives here in Woodstock, and she's known the in my family all these many years. I guess she's pretty close to 40. And she comes down here and she can just make a piano talk.
Really?
And I always wished you could hear her playing the boogie on there.
Did she have lessons or just play
no,
by ear?
No, she played by ear. And that's the reason why she is such a beautiful player and can play it. She come down here and she was down here. The last time she was down here was Mother's Day. She came in here to say Happy Mother's Day to me, uh-huh. you know. And we was fixing to sit down at the table to eat. All my family was here, all my children. And I said, Virginia, come on, we're fixing to eat, you know. Well, honey, I feed the colored here as well as the white. Mm-hmm. I've fed many a colored person right here. Of course, we don't eat with them, eat out of the plate they eat out of, just like you don't eat out of the same plate with me, but uh-huh. I fix them something to eat too, mm-hmm. because they're just almost like one of the family. We've just been with them so much. Mm-hmm. I feel like that they're a place for us all here on this earth. I don't think that they're a person, but what shouldn't have a place to live and a place to call their own, and I think there's room for us all to live mm-hmm. here. But anyway, she had come in to wish me Happy Mother's Day, and I said, Virginia, come on, we're fixing to eat. She said, I've already ate. She said, I'm going to go in here and play the piano while you all are eating, you know. We were in the dining room there eating. She was playing the piano, but we had some guests here that was not my family. And they were just amazed to hear her play and never had a piano lesson in her mm-hmm. life. She was playing those old spiritual songs, you know. And it's real nice.
I bet so.
Back whenever the children first started off to school, you know, off to college, Danny was the first one to go. And I remember whenever they would gather back here on the in between quarters whenever they came in, you know. On the other end of the house, in that big room out there on the other end, was my girls' room. Mm-hmm. All three of those girls was in that room at one time, or have used that room in one time. And whenever they would all gather back here during quarters and come in, many of a night have I went off to sleep and heard them in that room in there just cutting up and going on of a mm-hmm. night. He had an old guitar he had strum on, you know. That relaxed the tension and all. And I could hear him now strumming on that old guitar and all them are singing. Uh-huh. They call it a spend a night party. Them girls, they would really have a time with him.
I bet they did. Well, do any of your others play anything?
No, they don't. One of them play any kind of music. They don't, any of them play any kind of music. But my, y'all. Grandson, he's up at Reinhardt College this week at band camp,
uh-huh.
and he plays the clarinet.
Uh-huh.
He plays the clarinet this week.